A burst of light reveals a woman dressed in a white classical robe with a blue stole draped over her arm, standing on top of a shallow pyramid of steps, holding a blazing torch high in her right hand. The logo of Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. Revolving circles of silver metal form the outline of a globe, the logo of Revolution Studios. The title of the film appears in red letters, Little Man.
This is my house.
How shit.
Shall run
this.
How
shit.
This is my house.
How
shit.
You in my house now.
In prison, an inmate does pull-ups in front of his tattooed cellmate.
One, two, three, three. Yo, what comes after three?
Four. Four comes after three.
I don't hear you counting.
Four.
Four.
Five.
Five.
Six.
Six faster.
Seven.
Sims.
Eight.
Sims. You're going home.
The pulling up prisoner drops down to the floor. Warders open the cell and he's led away past the other inmates on the prison wing.
I see you around, sweet mouth.
Inmate, on deck. He'll be back. Yeah, baby.
See you around, big man.
Gate open.
The prisoner's immense shadow falls across the tarmac as the prison gates draw back. Calvin, the prisoner, is black, in his mid-30s, with a short, scraggy beard and moustache, wearing a fedora and a brown leather coat. And he's about 3 feet tall. The gates close behind him. He steps forward. Scowling.
Where the hell is this guy?
A dude with long dreads and a yellow beanie rides towards the prison in a 70s saloon car. He stops and looks towards the gates.
Girl. Girl.
He flings open the passenger door.
Hey. What an idiot.
We popped this door for my man. My man, man's just getting home from prison.
It knocks Calvin flat.
Percy!
I'm sorry, Cal!
You stupid!
They drive off.
All right, wait, hold up. So they want us to steal a diamond? So how much your man walking paying?
Dig this, 100 G's.
100 G's? Well, that's good loot.
Enough to get my label started.
Let me give you a taste of my first single.
Percy puts a tape in the car stereo.
It's fire.
Yeah. Never been shot before, but I've been beat about the skull and the neck area with a crowbar. Check the lyrics, check the lyrics. I take you to the butcher shop. Let you lick a big pork chop. Girl, I know you like ham hocks. If you're Jewish, I even got locks.
Hey, hey!
Yo, camel mouth. That's 50 Cent.
Cal, that's not 50 Cent. He talk about candy. I'm talking about me. That's a whole nother level. Peanut!
You bet off stuffing your money in a mattress, yo.
Yeah, I bet you're gonna mess your money up on booze and cheap hookers.
So?
What you need to do is just find you a nice girl and settle down, Cal.
Come on, P, you know that ain't happening.
I mean, you being all short and all.
Let me tell you something about love, Percy. I never had it. I don't want it. I don't need it. All right?
You ain't got to keep hitting me, Calvin. I'm not your chap. I'm going to be a hardcore rapper and you keep putting your hands on me. Don't push me, because I'm close to the edge.
Check this out. Now, you're gonna hang in the back until Vanessa gets here. And then when I give you a signal, you come out, okay?
It's cool. I got you.
Hey, Jimmy, please, man. This is the biggest day of my life. It's gotta go off right, okay?
Baby, what'd I tell you? I got you. And can I say something? Congratulations,
man.
You done stepped up to the plate. Give me a homeboy. No, man. You done did it, you know.
Daryl pays Jimmy, the musician.
Hey, man, you ain't had to do this. You know, the valet tripping, they made me park my van around
get
the corner.
Out of here. That's it. Beat it, Jimmy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jimmy disappears with his guitar-style keyboard. A young woman hurries over to anxious-looking Daryl.
Hi.
Hey, beautiful.
So I'm so glad that you got out of work to be here.
You think I wouldn't take off work and miss this? Are you crazy? Look at you. Beautiful. You are glowing. My God.
Thank you.
It feels like it was just yesterday. We were sitting in this very same restaurant when I asked you to marry me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still working on that diamond. I didn't forget the diamond, baby.
I know, baby. You are the sweetest, most supportive man on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Can I talk now?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. So, you know what I've been waiting all week to find out?
Yep.
Well, I got the news.
Yeah.
And I'm
pregnant! Yes! Yes!
Have my baby!
Oh. No, no.
So important to me.
Carol.
There's nothing more special.
Please, no, honey, I'm not pregnant. No, I'm not pregnant.
He's a family!
Sir!
Vanessa turns on Jimmy.
Answer!
Jimmy.
Answer!
No, stop. No.
I'm not pregnant.
No?
No.
Jimmy the musician creeps away. Daryl and Vanessa glance sheepishly around at the other diners and sit back down.
You're not pregnant, baby, but you was nauseous and throwing up all over the place.
Well, I was very nervous.
Baby, what are we doing here?
Daryl, I got the promotion.
Well, we're moving on up.
Jimmy comes back.
Jimmy.
Moving on up.
Okay.
I'm gonna hurt him.
Daryl pays Jimmy off.
Jimmy, stop.
Man, you ain't got to do this.
Pace.
Okay, then.
Beat it. Congratulations, I'm really proud of you.
But
I thought we was gonna start a family.
We will, baby. You know, with this promotion, everything's on track now. In a couple of years, I'll be senior VP and then I can take time off to have a child.
A couple of years? I don't wanna wait a couple of years.
Joe, you know, having a baby changes everything.
Hey, I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
So no more late night poker with the guys?
Cool.
No more afternoon quickies.
Now, stop right there. We haven't had an afternoon quickie since your father moved in.
No, that is not fair. My daddy is getting old. Sometimes he forgets things, and I just don't feel comfortable with him living by himself.
What about Whispering Glen? I mean, that place looked like a country club inside of the brochure. They got Viagra vending machines.
You listen to me. Until he is a danger to himself or others, he is staying with us. Now, can we celebrate?
Celebrate. Come on, come on. Let's celebrate. Let's not have a fight. And I'm not talking tonight. Remix! Now, just you ladies. Ooh, ooh, celebrate. Ooh, celebrate. Ooh, ooh, celebrate. Ooh, celebrate.
Percy pulls over to the curb of a crowded Chicago street, gets out and goes to the boot. Daryl watches as Percy takes out a gun and checks the breach.
Hey, yo, Gluteus. What are you doing?
I'm getting ready to go rob me a jewelry store, Calvin. I'm going straight Jesse James.
Percy, put the gun away. Guns is how you wind up back in prison. I'm telling you right now, I ain't going back to jail. You understand? Ooh. Now put the gun away.
Why you gotta keep hitting me, Cal?
Sometimes I gotta slap some sense into you, Percy. Now, come on, give me a hand.
Percy lifts Calvin into the boot.
Now would you trust the big man? I got a plan, yo.
This stone is a 3-carat.
A gray-haired lady sits in a jewelry store with her tiny lap dog. Percy comes in carrying a large sports bag.
Just be cool, Cal. I'm telling you. Oh, there she goes. Go ahead, do your thing, Cal.
He puts the bag down. In the middle of the shop is a cabinet displaying a huge diamond. The sports bag grows a pair of legs and creeps into the bottom of the cabinet.
Pardon me for just a moment.
The assistant goes over to Percy.
Do your thing.
Yes, may I help you?
Percy, CEO and A&R of P-Unit Records. I'm here to pick up some jewelry for one of my artists.
Well, holler at you, girl! Step this way, Percy P.
I like the way you said my name just now. Girl, can I sit down? Because she's sitting down.
Well, of course you may. Would you like some gin and juice?
Inside the cabinet, Calvin crawls out of the bag and drills a hole through the base of the glass display case above. He takes an electric jigsaw and cuts a circle around the velvet cushion on which the diamond is displayed.
Well, I'm gonna show you some shiznit right about now.
Yes! Come to daddy.
Calvin lowers the circular piece he's cut from the bottom of the display case. Diamond and cushion disappear with it. Moments later, everything's back in place, except for the diamond.
Now that's what I'm talking about, baby.
So what can I get for you today, Percy P?
All of the above.
The old lady's lapdog crawls under the display cabinet.
I'ma send one of my sisters down here from P-Union Records to pick everything up.
Just tell him to pull up to my bumper, baby, and I'll throw that junk in his trunk.
Word?
The bag crawls out.
Let me get up out of here, because I got to bounce. Right? I got some people meet me down there, and I got to, I'm going to leave. Okay? See you later, all right? Peace.
Peace!
Percy takes the bag.
Be cool. What's going on in here?
Has anyone seen my dog?
Inside the bag.
Hey, puppy. Uh-oh.
Percy's bag writhes and twitches.
He stole my dog!
Holy crap! The Queen's diamond and it's gone!
It's not a little step, man. We're about to be paid, man!
I need the police! Yes, there's been a robbery!
Outside.
We did it! Modern day Butch Cassidy and Sundance.
Come back here with my dog.
Get out of here, mutt. You ain't no joker. You just tossed a chihuahua. Come on, let's get out of here. Get to that. Here, boy.
The car slews round in a circle, burning rubber.
Aw, oh, man. This ain't no time to be doing donuts.
Percy runs from his clamped car.
I can't believe this, man. Damn it, Percy. You got a boot on the car, and you're about to get one in your butt. She finally got me. Who? Nettie that worked down at Motor Vehicles said I got her pregnant. I went to family court. I had all my receipts. I'm out.
He runs.
Hey, yo, Percy! You forgot something! What? Me!
Percy runs back.
Come on! Sorry, Cal.
Percy picks up his tiny accomplice and races down the street. A police car pulls up and two officers get out, one black, one white.
They went that way.
What do you look like?
The black.
I got him!
Dark or light?
Medium.
Suspect is escaping on foot. He's an African-American male, about 5'10". Not real dark, more of a mocha caramel color.
Percy runs round a corner. Tiny Calvin sprints to keep up. Percy limps to a stop.
Ah! Ah! What? You shot? Sweet Jesus. My muscle, I think I pulled it. Quick, in here.
Oh.
They run into a health food store.
Yo, quick, put me down. We got to split up.
Okay.
Officers Jankowski and Wilson run into the health store. Jankowski mimes an order. Daryl and Vanessa are also there.
It's late because of the stress, not because I'm pregnant.
Please, don't even say words like stress. It's not good for the baby.
Daryl, there is no baby.
Aisle two. Why didn't you just say that?
Calvin dodges between each aisle, clutching the enormous diamond in his hand as the police officers search for him. Daryl chooses something from a shelf.
Let's go.
Okay, fine. Just humor me, okay?
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Calvin dashes out from an aisle.
Enough.
Okay.
Calvin slips the huge diamond into Vanessa's bag and scurries away. In the next aisle, Black Officer Wilson leaps on a black customer.
I got one!
He thrashes the man with his stick. Jankowski runs up and pulls Wilson off.
Come on, man. Do not resist! I'm not resisting!
Wilson, come on. Not our guy.
What? You said African-American.
Yeah, but I said a mocha caramel color. He's like a Starbucks black decaf, maybe a little cream. It's not our guy. Sorry about that.
You sure?
Yeah, he's okay.
Wilson gives the man a parting blow.
Ah!
Wilson!
Well, he looked mocha to me.
Vanessa pays at the counter.
Thank you.
What?
The policemen leave.
You look real shady. He gonna do something else, and I'm gonna be waiting.
Calvin and Percy watch from the door.
You still got the diamond?
Nah, I had to ditch it.
Where?
In her bag. Oh, Calvin, now what? We go get it.
Daryl and Vanessa get into their BMW.
Let's go. Come on.
Calvin hails a taxi. It pulls up. Percy shouts to the driver.
Follow that car!
He helps Calvin inside, and the cigar-chewing cabbie pulls away. In a leafy suburb, Daryl and Vanessa's BMW pulls into the driveway of a neat white house, fronted by a lawn and a white picket fence. The cabbie drops Percy and Calvin off, and they peep out from behind a tree.
Yo, there they are.
There is no baby.
There is.
Honey, there is no baby.
Let's go.
They run across the road and into the manicured garden.
Daddy, we're home!
There's my baby girl!
Hi, Daddy! Who's the best daddy in the whole wide world?
wide world.
I am.
Oh, I know you can do better than that. Who's the best daddy in the whole wide world?
I am.
I can't hear you.
I'm the best daddy in the whole wide world.
Daryl watches sourly. Outside, Percy dives into the shrubbery. Calvin climbs on his back, opens a window, and peeps inside.
So what's the good news?
Dad, I got the promotion.
Congratulations. Pretty soon you make enough money to leave that bum.
Oh, Dad, he's not a bum.
No. What kind of man gives the woman he loves a wedding ring with no diamond in it?
Hey, as soon as I make enough money, I'm gonna buy her a diamond.
And I'm gonna do the nasty with Jennifer Lopez while Halle Berry tickle my butt. Phew. You know, for a moment, I thought you were gonna tell me that you were gonna let this one impregnate you. But I see now this man ain't got no bullets in the chamber.
What's all that? What's that supposed to mean?
You heard me. You're shooting blanks. Cooking with a wet noodle.
What?
Can't hoist the mainsail. My sperm have fallen, and it can't get up.
Hey, I have you know I'm hitting that every night.
Hey, young fella, that's my daughter you talking about.
Back up, old man.
Okay, stop, please. Gentlemen, Dad, we are going to have a baby when the time is right. Play nice.
She puts her bag down on a desk. Calvin's eyes light up. He jumps off Percy's back.
Still in the bag.
Still in the bag. Let's go get the rock.
Yo, Percy, how many times I gotta tell you? No guns.
What we gonna do? Walken is gonna kill us if we don't give him the diamond.
Then I guess we gotta find a way to sneak in.
Over the road, a woman walks by with a baby in a stroller.
Well, he did say he wanted a baby.
Nah. No. I ain't dressing up like no baby.
He does.
Keep still, Cal. You heavy. You gonna make me drop you.
You drop me, and I'ma drop you. Now look, you stay close. I'ma go in, I'ma get the diamond, and I'm out.
You don't mind me saying, Cal. You make a cute little baby.
I'm out. You couldn't find nothing better than a dog basket?
You just be cool. I told you this gonna be great, Cal.
Percy goes up to the door.
Just hold tight. Everything's gonna be fine. I'm gonna be over here in the bushes.
Calvin, minus his beard, lies on his back in a dog basket, wearing baby clothes and a frilly white bonnet. Percy hides. A large mastiff appears.
Move, dog! Get out of here! I'm gonna make a fur coat out of you! Go!
Get out of here before I feed you some chocolate!
Move! Get out of here, you flea bag! Go!
Get out of here!
Wait, Mudley, wait, no!
The dog cocks its leg and pees on Calvin's face. Daryl comes out and looks around. He sees the baby.
Cuckoo-ca-ca? Honey!
Yeah?
Come here.
What is it, Daryl?
Look. Cuckoo-ca-ca.
Oh, my God. It's a baby.
I know, and here's a note, too. Please look after Calvin. We wasn't able to keep him? Poor guy, his parents must have been retarded.
Well, let's get him inside. It's cold out here.
Okay. Go, go. Come on, little guy.
I got you.
Ooh. Oh, damn.
Oh!
Mm.
Ooh.
What the hell is that?
They take him inside.
Dad, we found a baby on the doorstep.
What? What is it? A boy or girl?
I think it's a boy.
Well, whatever it smells like piss.
Hmm? Yeah, but I think Janet may have left some diapers here. Let's go look.
Doesn't your dad have some diapers upstairs?
I heard that young fella. I don't wear diapers. What are you talking about? I'm on a diaper in here.
I think she put them in here.
Vanessa looks in a cupboard while Daryl puts baby Calvin on the kitchen counter and takes off his nappy.
Whoa.
What is it?
Whoa.
That ain't no baby. That's a porn star.
What on earth is that?
I'm gonna call Child Services.
Yeah. Do that.
Daryl puts a fresh nappy on the well-endowed baby as his silver-haired father-in-law watches.
Directory assistance.
Yes, can I have the number for Child Services, please?
Connecting you.
Mm-hmm.
Child Services is now closed for the weekend. We will reopen at 9 a.m. Monday morning.
They're closed for the weekend. The office doesn't open until 9 o'clock on Monday morning.
So what do we do now?
Well, I said toss this creature back in the Black Lagoon where it came from.
Daddy, stop it. Maybe we should call the police.
Calvin's eyes widen. Daryl and Vanessa watch him with concern.
That doesn't sound good.
No, babe, maybe we should take him to the doctor. I mean,
yeah,
get him checked out. Who knows what he's been through?
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I'll go get the car keys.
All right.
Okay.
Now, when you get to the hospital, don't stop. Don't stop. Toss that monster out the window and keep moving. Hit the accelerator. I don't want to see that little ugly thing again. Stinking little thing.
Yeah, was it a little cough?
No.
No.
No, this was like a grown man smoker's cough.
Oh. Well, it's probably nothing. Well, come on, let's get his shirt off.
A doctor.
He's a strong little fella.
Yeah. Baby Calvin has a military tattoo on his arm.
Oh, my God. What is that scar?
Well, from the look of it, I'd say this little guy's had his appendix removed. Or he was in one hell of a knife fight.
What kind of person tattoos a child?
Ah, you'd be amazed.
Come on.
Open up.
Mm-mm.
Open up and say ah. Come on.
The doctor tickles Calvin till he opens his mouth.
Oh.
What is it?
I've never seen a baby with bridge work. This child has the mouth of a 40-year-old man. I can't tell whether these teeth are coming in or falling out.
Well, he's gonna be okay.
He's fine. His tonsils are a little swollen and he might have a bit of a cold. Yeah. As a precaution, you should take his temperature before you put him to bed.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Murphy.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
This is just horrible. Look at this child. We have to turn him over to the authorities so they can find his birth parents and prosecute them.
Are you crazy? We can't do that. This kid's already been through the ringer. Besides, his birth parents are probably crackheads. They're just gonna put him in rehab, and then they'll be back out in the street selling him for a bag of rocks.
What are you saying?
I'm saying, why don't we just keep him? Just until Monday.
No, Daryl.
Just
until... He's a child. I don't know what to do with the child.
Just until Monday. And then we'll take him to child services. They'll find a home for him. Oh, besides, who could take better care of this child than us?
Calvin has scarpered with Vanessa's bag.
Where is he?
In nappy t-shirt and bonnet with the handbag slung over his shoulder, Calvin races down the hospital corridor straight into the arms of a policeman.
Where do you think you're going? Well, what do we got here? Is this your baby?
Yes, thank you.
Well, actually, we found him.
Mama!
Calvin reaches for Vanessa with both arms. She melts.
He called me Mama.
There you go.
The officer hands her the baby.
Thank you, officer. Thank you.
A mafia pool hall.
You know, Percy, I don't like having to look for people.
The boss takes a shot.
Who, me? I wasn't hiding Mr. W. Not Percy, not the kid. I was gonna come see you as soon as I got the diamond.
Ah, so you don't have my diamond, huh?
No. I mean, I do. It's just I don't have it on me right now, but it's safe. We got everything on lockdown, believe me. Trust me.
You're trying to hustle me, Percy. Huh?
Hustler, hustler? Ain't nothing happening, Mr. W. It's just that the robbery didn't go as smooth as that we wanted it to, and the situation had popped up. So we had to split, but my partner, he...
Percy, your partner is not my problem. My problem is I don't have my diamond. Now, I'm going to give you 24 hours. After that, my problem becomes Bruno and Roscoe's problem. And they become your problem. You got a problem with that?
I ain't got no problem with that, Mr. W. I got it all under control, I swear.
I don't want to smudge on it, not a speck, nothing.
Not a smudge.
Okay, Mr. W.
Get him out of here.
Mr. W's heavies throw Percy out. Pop takes a plate of cookies through to the lounge.
Ain't nothing better than the evening news and my favorite milk and cookies.
Damn, I forgot my milk.
Jeez, man, you can't be popping up like that. For a moment, I thought you were Chucky. About to put you in a chokehold. What are you looking at?
Calvin helps himself to a cookie and hops into Pop's chair. Vanessa and Daryl come in and smile in delight.
Oh, honey, look how comfortable he is with us.
He is so cute.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. No, 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 no.
Dad!
Come on, Pop, let him sit there. Let him have a cookie.
This is my throne, my sanctuary. This is my air. my end zone.
It's just a cookie.
Oh, it starts with the cookie.
Calvin takes another cookie.
Then they want to come to dinner. Then they want to move in. Next thing you know, they're married to your daughter.
See now, okay. Why you gotta bring it back here like this?
You already made that mistake once.
Come on now.
Mm-mm. Honey. No more my brother. Nobody makes a fool out of me. I'm from Detroit.
Oh, everybody's here.
Oh, I can't wait for everybody to meet little Calvin. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Introduce him to everybody else and go over to somebody else's house.
Pops bites into the cookie that Calvin has just rubbed into his armpits and nappy.
Cookie got a little bite to it.
Hi! Come in.
Two couples, their children, and a nanny come in.
Excited, Hello.
Consuelo.
So, where's the little one?
Here's Calvin!
Calvin bares his teeth in a smile. Everyone stares.
What a mess.
Honey, that's not nice.
He's scary.
This is Greg and Brittany.
I mean, lucky he's not yours, right?
Yeah.
This is Janet.
Well, I just think he is precious. I think he is a precious gift from God. You know, God gives gifts, and sometimes he wraps them in a hurry. Sometimes. Isn't he a precious gift?
Oh, yeah. He's adorable. In a National Geographic sort of way.
This is Richard.
What is he, a pygmy?
Greg and Brittany look embarrassed.
Consuela, why don't you take the kids to go play?
Hey, Tommy, show Nicholas that Sizzlock thing we've been working on, huh?
Brittany's nanny takes the kids away.
Hey, little man, no hard feelings, right?
Greg squats down in front of Calvin.
Give me 5.
Calvin slaps Greg's hand.
Ouch!
Greg nurses his fingers.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what, Calvin? We brought you some stuff.
We got
We got a box full of bottles, bibs. Oh, and all of the Dinosaurus Rex tapes you could possibly want.
Well, thank you. That's a lot of stuff.
You're cool. So cute. I got your nose. Ooh. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Oh, you got my nose. You got my nose. Yes, you do.
He's got my nose! He's got my nose!
Daryl and Vanessa pull Calvin off Richard.
Why are you hurting me?
Okay.
Wow, is he strong? Ow.
Yeah, tell me about it. I still can't feel my hand.
Okay, Daryl, I think you should take the crib upstairs.
Yes.
Ladies, will you help me with all this stuff?
Okay.
Guys, help me. Congrats.
I'll get this box.
Let's go into the kitchen.
Hi, Calvin. Come on, baby. Come on, little pumpkin butt.
They dress Calvin up.
Janet, this fits perfectly. Thank you.
Let me see. Huh? I'm glad I kept it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, can't remember the last time I could wear horizontal stripes, huh? But, you know, here I go again. And how about you, woman of the hour? Congratulations on the promotion.
Oh, thank you.
It's awesome. Was Daryl so excited or what?
No. Actually, he was disappointed.
Baby, up.
Brittany picks Calvin up.
He thought I was going to tell him I was pregnant.
Calvin bounces on Brittany's lap, making her breasts jiggle. He gazes at them fixedly.
Right. Little Miss Corporate Climber over here pregnant?
You guys, I want to have a baby at some point.
Maybe you can schedule one between a conference call and a client meeting.
Calvin tries to grab a handful.
You know, Daryl is the one that I'm really worried about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, are you kidding me? You're lucky he wants one at all. I had to promise Greg I'd give him these.
Brittany wiggles her breasts.
Okay, now. Okay, easy, fella.
Calvin drools.
Ooh, this one's real grabby.
Oh, he must have been breastfed. Is the baby hungry? Oh, he should be nursed.
Hey, light nursey.
Are you sure you should do that?
Oh, yeah, you don't have to be the birth mother to breastfeed.
Nope. Nursey.
You want a nursey.
Mm-hmm. Calvin nods.
Okay.
Brittany hands him over to Earth Motherly Judith.
All right. drink up, precious.
Ooh, this one's real wriggly, huh?
Come on now.
Suck it.
Calvin struggles underneath Judith's poncho.
Oh, that is not okay.
Calvin runs.
All right, let's get these kids home. I have to take Nicholas and Chrissy to Mommy and Me in the morning.
Oh, have fun.
Don't worry about the nose. He's a...
Thanks for all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.
Hey, honestly, if you change your mind about Consuela, you can take her for the weekend.
Okay.
I quite like all the chores.
One for you. And one for the baby.
Brittany crouches down to Calvin's level. He grabs her face and kisses her, thrusting his tongue deep into her mouth. Her eyes widen. She struggles to her feet.
Wow.
Calvin looks at Brittany, licking his lips.
He's a little charmer, isn't he?
Calvin mouths, call me, and winks. Brittany turns to Greg.
I could have sworn he just stuck his tongue in my mouth.
Brittany drags Greg away. Vanessa closes the front door.
I thought it was...
Yeah.
I mean, I thought they thought it was
great.
Cute.
You're wonderful. Oh, Calvin, you did so good. You did so well.
Yes.
Now, if that lady ever touches you in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, you let us know, okay?
Yeah, you're the charmer.
Does that warm water feel good? Does it feel nice?
Uh-huh.
Look at you. Do you want some company in there with you? I think we can work that out.
Yeah?
Hey, Daryl!
It's bath time!
Daryl strips.
Come on, let's get clean. We gonna clean that little butt. Yes, we are. And then we gonna play snatch the marbles, and we're gonna fart in the tub and make our own little jacuzzi bubbles.
Daryl farts and punches the air. Calvin wrinkles his nose.
Oh, the little baby, you're so clean now. You're so nice and clean.
Vanessa blows on his tummy. He pushes her head lower down.
But hey, okay, Calvin. Okay, Calvin. Okay, hey, Daryl.
Hi, Daryl. Little boy. Hi, cutie. Now it's time to get you all dressed for bed, huh?
Yeah. But don't forget the doctor said we need to take his temperature.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Open up wide.
What are you, Daryl? What are you doing?
I'm taking his temperature.
Sweetie, he's a baby, so that's a rectal thermometer.
Oh!
Calvin shakes his head.
All right, here we go.
Calvin grabs Daryl's arm and throws him.
Daryl, what are you doing? Daryl, come on.
Calvin throws Daryl to the other side of the bed.
Hey, Calvin. It's okay.
Okay, come over.
Okay, good.
And I can just get him down.
No.
Daryl turns Calvin over. Calvin tries to crawl away.
Okay. All right. Nobody likes this. I know. Nobody likes this. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, yeah. There we go. Here comes the choo-choo train.
Choo-choo.
Daryl shoves the thermometer up Calvin's bum.
It's in the tunnel, son. It's almost at your stop.
Daryl lays Calvin down in a crib.
Now this is gonna put you to sleep. All right, little buddy.
He winds up the mobile and stands with his arm around Vanessa. They gaze down at Calvin, who has his arms grumpily folded, and tiptoe away.
If this thing's gonna put somebody to sleep, I'm gonna wait for you to go to sleep. I'm gonna get my diamond and be out.
He gazes up at the rotating soft toys on the mobile. He blinks and his eyes start to droop. His vision blurs. Lying in the crib in his blue and white spotted romper suit and nightcap, Calvin shakes his head and tries to stay awake, pulling faces as he stretches his eyes wide open. His head falls back on the pillow. The picture fades to black. Later, his eyes dart from side to side and he struggles to sit up. Through the bars of the cot, Calvin looks as though he's in jail as he gazes at his sleeping foster parents. He peers down at the floor. Later, wearing huge fluffy animal slippers, he pads through the lounge into the hallway, climbs up onto the computer desk, reaches up to the shelf, takes down Vanessa's bag, and rummages in it for the diamond.
Oh, baby. Beauty. Come on. Come on. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? There we go. Hi, beautiful.
He puts it back.
Yes.
Slings the bag over his shoulder and jumps down. Daryl wakes, looks towards the crib and sees a rope of knotted bedsheets leading to the floor. In the hallway.
Man, this idiot better pick up the phone.
Percy is asleep. He takes his head from under the pillows. He's wearing socks, boxers, vest, dark glasses, and a hairnet over his dreads.
People call here all kind of time. Like, people don't live here. Man, you can't be calling nobody house. P-Unit Productions, in association with Go Get a Girl Entertainment.
Hey, yo, Percy, it's me.
Damn, what's going on?
I need you to come pick me up. Now look, got the dot.
Aha, race for the sky.
It's Pops.
Who you talking to, sonny boy?
He has a double-barreled shotgun aimed at Calvin's head.
Oh, don't give me that old goo-goo-ga-ga-ga-ga crap. Hand me that damn phone. Who is this?
At that, me no speaking no English. Wrong number, sorry.
Who the hell is no speaking the English? Who the hell is this? Say something.
Pop, what are you doing?
I heard some noises. Came downstairs and caught this little hoodlum on the phone. Must have been looking for the safe.
We don't have a safe.
But he didn't know that.
Take that. Pop, man. He's a baby. This is his first night in a new house. He probably couldn't get no sleep. Look at you. You look crazy, man. Holding a shotgun, wearing red socks. Look like Fred Sanford on crack. Put that away, man. Go to bed.
Oh, you are good. You are real good. I'm gonna keep my eye on you. Oh, you gonna give me the finger? Where did you learn that, huh? BET, videos at the dark?
Daryl sits Calvin on the kitchen counter.
I'm scary. There we go. Don't pay him any mind. He's just an old crazy man. I know just what to fix you so you can have a good night's sleep.
Daryl goes to the fridge, takes out a bottle of milk, warms some on the stove for Calvin, and pours a glass for himself. Unseen by either of them, Vanessa is watching from the hallway.
There you go. Boy, you must have had a rough first night. That's because I'm kind of new at this dad stuff. Just give me a minute, I'll get it together.
Daryl takes the lid off a baby's beaker.
Man, can't imagine what kind of life he must have had. I'll tell you this. This weekend is going to be the best weekend of your life. You know why? Because I'm going to show you how great it is to have a dad, and you're going to show me how great it is to be a dad. Vanessa don't think I could do it, but I know I got it in me. You know why? Because I would never abandon my child. Ever. And I'll always be there for him. And there'll never be a time when my son can't come to me and talk to me about anything in the world over a nice, warm cup of milk.
They clink their glass and beaker together and drink. Vanessa smiles.
What's so funny? What are you all giggly for?
You're drinking Janet's breast milk. Baby, you did the right thing. Letting him stay with us this weekend.
Thank you.
They turn out the bedside lights.
But you know, still can't wait for us to have one of our own.
Yes, I know.
All right. You want to know the nice thing about you not being pregnant?
What?
We get to keep trying.
They kiss. Calvin lifts his head from the cot and stares. Vanessa notices.
But, honey, what about the baby?
He's asleep. Don't worry about him.
But, honey, he's watching.
Calvin raises his eyebrows and smiles.
He's too young to know what's going on. Forget him.
As Daryl kisses her, Vanessa looks at Calvin out of the corner of her eye. He's looking right at them. Daryl pulls up the covers. The picture fades to black, then floods with morning sunshine. Daryl comes in.
Good morning.
More like great morning.
Oh, looks like someone had a really good night's sleep last night.
Who could sleep? You were an animal last night.
Oh, well, you know.
I remember the last time we did it twice in one night.
Twice?
Calvin throws back the covers.
Hey, when did he get into bed?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how he gets out of that crib. He's such a crafty little fella.
Calvin rolls over, throwing an arm around her waist.
You want some breakfast?
Daryl looks puzzled.
Twice.
He looks really puzzled. Later, Vanessa makes breakfast while Calvin, strapped into a baby bouncer, looks nauseous as he watches D-Rex on the TV. Pops comes in.
How's my baby girl on this beautiful morning?
So good, Dad. How are you?
Mighty fine, thank you.
No. Thanks very much, Jim. And in other news, Chicago police have a suspect in yesterday's daring diamond heist. It is this man, Calvin Babyface Sims, who was
D-Rex,
just released from a maximum security
penitentiary.
Oh, stop all that, D-Rex. What are you talking about?
D-Rex!
Just be quiet.
D-Rex!
Dad, let Calvin watch his show. You have to be the adult. Let Calvin watch his tape.
And I want to watch it, too.
I don't care what you want to watch, Daddy. He was watching the TV first.
I'll read you. Tell you, the world is going to hell in a handcart.
With Pops hidden behind his paper, Calvin launches himself into the air in his baby bouncer, grabs the bacon rashers from Pops' plate, and crams them into his mouth. Pop looks at Calvin over the top of his paper. Pops returns to his newspaper. Calvin snatches the tower of pancakes off his plate. Pops looks over the top of his paper. Calvin plays the innocent. Pops looks again. This time, when he looks back at his paper, Calvin snatches the sausages and stuffs them in his mouth. Pops stares at his empty plate.
Wow, Dad, you really cleaned your plate.
What? That hobgoblin ate my breakfast.
Oh, Daddy, don't be ridiculous.
I ain't being ridiculous. That little sucker ate my breakfast. I'm going down to the diner where I can eat and watch the news in peace.
Okay, Dad, be careful. But why don't we get you some food? You must be so hungry. It's time for you to eat something.
Morning, sweetie.
Oh, good morning, baby.
Hello.
I have your breakfast right here.
Oh, goody. Oh, sweetie, okay, now your dad is really tripping. Last night, I caught him holding little Calvin at gunpoint because he heard him talking on the phone. That's crazy.
Well, you know, just now, he ate all of his breakfast, and then he told me that the baby ate it.
Can you say Whispering Glen?
No, Daryl, no nursing homes, okay? I don't want to have this conversation with you again. I have to go to work. But the baby's food is here, and I love you.
I love you, too.
Have a good day. Mm-hmm. Feed him.
All right.
Calvin's in a high chair.
Okay, let's get you all fed. All right, open up wide. Here comes the airplane. Brrr.
Calvin covers his mouth and face with his hands.
Brrr. Oh, I see. You want to play a game of peekaboo, huh? Okay. Peekaboo, I see you.
Calvin picks up a frying pan.
Peekaboo, I see you.
Daryl drops like a stone. Calvin picks up Vanessa's bag and jumps off the high chair and opens the front door. Vanessa has backed the car out of the drive and is coming back up the path.
You gotta be kidding me.
Calvin drags Daryl into the living room and heaves him onto a sofa.
Daryl! Where did I put it?
Calvin takes the diamond from Vanessa's bag, puts it in the baby changing bag, and sits in front of Daryl.
Honey, I forgot my purse. Daryl? Sweetheart! You can't just fall asleep like this. Oh, honey, I know that you're tired, but you have to watch the baby. If you take your eyes off him for a minute, God knows what could happen.
I was,
Daryl.
I was... What?
I don't... Honey, just take him to the park or something, okay? Okay.
What?
Daryl puts his face in his hand and touches the bump on his forehead. He looks at Calvin, who blinks at him innocently.
Peekaboo. And...
He carries Calvin on his shoulders to the park.
People let me tell you about baseball, the football, and we're gonna play golf. And we're gonna shoot a plane. We're gonna have fun.
He puts Calvin on the ground and hands him a baseball bat.
There we go.
All right, son. Now don't be afraid to really swing that bat, okay? Now the trick is to really keep your eye on the ball, okay? Here we go.
Calvin hits the ball straight into Daryl's crotch.
Yeah, you want that sucker to really fly. Now, you want to give that thing a lot of air, okay? There you go. Give it some good pumps. So you want it to really fly. You want it to blast off. Yeah, there you go. No. You want to point that up. No, son. What do you... No. Don't push that button.
The rocket hits Daryl in the crotch.
Okay, so now what you want to do is you want to wind that baby up and you want to throw it as hard as you can, okay?
Okay.
All right, come on. Ooh! Look at that!
The toy airplane sails through the trees.
Yeah. Look at that sucker! Where'd it go?
Calvin points. Oh. Calvin laughs as Daryl doubles up. Daryl crawls over to Richard and Greg, who are sitting on a park bench watching their children play.
The ducks teach you playfulness. Oh. You could borrow this if you want.
He'd love it.
Oh. Hey, Dad for a weekend.
Oh. How's it going?
I think they designed all the toys to hit you in the nuts.
Yeah.
You know, Richard, I bet my son could kick the crap out of both your kids, blindfolded, one hand tied behind his back.
Come on, Greg. Nicholas is a sweet, sensitive kid. He's not a fighter.
I'm telling you, Daryl, see, you gotta be tough on kids nowadays. All right? The slightest bit of weakness, and they can end up...
Greg glances at nerdy Richard.
Like that.
I don't know about all that, but I gotta be honest with you. I'm starting to dig this father thing. It's kind of cool. It's kind of like I get to do all the things that I never did with my dad. You know?
It's real cute.
Really, I think I'm having a positive influence on him.
Boom! Ha-ha! CeeLo! That's right! Ha! Dig up in your Oz cars and your baby cat and pay the man. That's right.
Calvin's playing dice.
Come on, put your money in the pot. Hey, whine to your mama, don't whine to me. Right, good game. Come here, you guys. Come here. Yo, y'all bring your money tomorrow, I'ma sell y'all some pictures of some naked girls. Yeah! What'd I say? Y'all like big breasts?
Daddy, can I have some ice cream?
Sure, sweetie. What flavor?
Vanilla.
You got it.
I think we'll go with you.
Okay.
Oh, you can't
be. Hey, Janet, do me a favor. Could you watch Calvin for me?
Yep, no problem.
Cuckoo!
It's Percy.
Calvin! Percy!
Calvin runs over.
Cal, you get the diamond?
Yeah, send the diaper back. Come on.
There are three nappy bags on the bench.
Cal, which one is it? The one with the duck on it. They all got ducks on it. I think it's that one.
Janet, talking to Brittany, sees Percy.
Hey, you guy's not even here with a child. Hey! Hey, get away from him! Girls, let's get out!
I'm out.
Percy bolts the bench and runs away with a nappy bag, chased by parents.
You okay? Did he touch you anywhere?
No.
No? Okay, good.
Hey, is everything okay, Janet?
It's not okay. Some sick pervert just tried to run away with this little helpless guy.
Hey, that psycho took my diaper bag.
What?
Damn.
No!
The parents catch up with Percy.
Okay, we're gonna get you home where it's nice and safe, all right?
Daryl opens the boot of his car. Calvin's eyes light up.
Keys! Keys! I want keys!
Huh?
Keys! I want keys! 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 Keys!
No. Daddy needs these to drive
keys.
The...
Oh!
Calvin
oh,
kicks
God.
Him.
Oh, God! Give me the key!
Oh, no. Oh, here.
No!
Here, take that.
No!
Play with that
I
for
want
a little
keys.
While. No. I need these.
I want keys! Oh!
Oh,
keys!
Okay, here. Oh,
keys.
Oh, all right. All right,
you wait right there, and I'll be right back, okay?
He puts Calvin in the car and goes to close the boot.
Hey! My car! My kid!
Daryl flags down a mom in a people carrier. There are four kids in the back.
Someone just stole my car with my kid in it.
Hop in.
Thank you.
Let's go get that son of a bitch.
She throws the people carrier into a three-point turn and races off through the suburban streets. Calvin sees a police car ahead.
Damn!
Using the baseball bat to reach the pedals, he skids into a side street. The police car gives chase and the soccer mom chases the police car.
Man, my wife is gonna kill me when she finds out about this.
My advice to you is don't tell her a word. I left Bobby Jr. at an amusement park one day, told his father he was at summer camp, bought me a week.
She answers her mobile, completely taking her eyes off the road.
Hello? I'm on my way. I'll be there in about 5 minutes. I have the cupcakes. Yes?
No, I didn't bring the juice. She didn't tell me. Don't talk to me that way.
Excuse me?
I'm hanging up.
Oh, my God!
I'm hanging up! Watch the road, moron!
Oh, come on, baby! Let's go! Let's do this!
The soccer mom takes both hands off the wheel to do her makeup.
Oh, wow, you are really upset.
You know, it makes me feel so good to know that there are people out there who care as much about the safety of their kids, as I do.
Mommy, mommy.
Just 1 second, honey. I'm fixing my makeup.
Mom?
What?
I think we're going to duty.
She gets up from her seat to change her baby's nappy.
Oh, wait. No. Wait.
Steering with her foot.
Excuse me. A truck. Excuse me. A truck.
There you go. Can you hand me the powder, please?
What? No, stop.
The mom turns round and skids out of the path of the truck.
Oh my God.
Don't worry. You can turn my boy back.
Let me out.
Two more police cars block the way ahead and throw a stinger across the road.
Oh, no!
Calvin runs over the stinger. His tires blow out. He crashes into a line of water-filled drums. As officers Jankowski and Wilson leap out with their guns, Calvin climbs back into the baby seat.
Suspect got away! But the kid's okay!
I'm a mate!
Jankowski lifts the baby out.
I want my day. Thanks for everything.
Daryl leaps out.
Oh, by the way, I run a carpool if the little one ever needs a ride to preschool.
That's my kid.
Jankowski hands Calvin to Daryl.
Are you okay? Huh?
Yay.
Son's okay, but car's total.
Screw the car, long as he's okay. I'm sorry, man. Sorry, little buddy. I would never want anything to happen to you. I love you, man.
Percy arrives at the Mafia Club with the nappy bag.
Mr. W.
Yeah?
Your boy came through. I got it.
Mr. W sips his drink.
Bring it to me. Watch my drink, babe.
He hands his glass to his young blonde companion and goes into a curtained recess, followed by his two heavies. Mr. W empties the contents of the bag onto a green baize table. Percy watches anxiously.
Keep looking. Keep digging in there. It's in there. It's in there, baby.
Look around in there.
Mr. W, could you dig deeper in there?
Damn!
Mr. W holds his hand to his nose.
Is that a dirty diaper?
Huh?
Did I just touch a dirty diaper?
Oh, wait a minute.
Whoa.
That baby had lasagna last night.
I know it's in here. The diamond's in there. He said the diamond's in there.
You're 24 hours up, Percy.
One of the heavies pushes Percy's face into the nappy.
And you haven't delivered my diamond. Do you know how that makes me feel?
Huh? Please, Mr. Dub, give me a little bit more time. I promise you, I'll get the rock.
It makes me feel like wanting to hurt you very badly. But I won't. Because that diamond means more to me than your life. Now you get out of here and find me that diamond.
The heavy lets Percy up.
Get out of here.
I promise you, okay? I got you.
He takes the bag and goes.
Follow him. Find his partner. Give me my diamond. Then stick them both in the ground.
At home.
Aren't you taking this a bit far? I didn't even know they made a low jack for kids.
No, I'm telling you, I'm not taking any chance. This guy's tricky.
You know what? Maybe I should just skip the game.
Are you crazy? They're playing Detroit D. Come on, why don't we just pack up the little ugly son of a bitch and take him with us?
Calvin is taped to his chair.
You really think that's the best idea?
Yeah, Richard, I do think it's the best idea. It's never too early to become a Chicago fan.
Daryl grabs Greg's hand.
You know what? I'm in.
Yeah. Come on, let's go.
Oh, okay, but when the ladies asked, I was the one that said no. No.
Richard, Greg, Daryl, and Calvin sit together at an ice hockey rink. Daryl turns to Calvin.
Are you ready to see how excited a hockey game really is? It's like boxing on ice.
Five rows up behind the penalty box. Who the man?
Yeah, boy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Calvin waits till Daryl's distracted and slips his hand into the diaper bag.
Let's go! Come on! Come on.
He takes the diamond.
Go, 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 go! Come on! What are you watching?
Daryl turns. Calvin pops it in his mouth.
Do you see that play? Hey, what you got in your mouth there, little fella? What you got in your mouth? Open up. Open. Let me see. Oh, okay, there's nothing. Come on!
Calvin has swallowed the diamond. He eyes the glass of beer of the fan sitting next to him. The Blackhawks score and the fan leaps to his feet and hugs his neighbour. Calvin quickly gulps down his beer. A waitress arrives with more beer.
Rick, he needs drinks.
I'm good. I need another one.
She hands him a glass and turns to Daryl and the guys.
Thanks. How about you guys? Anything to drink?
I'll grab a beer.
Me
sure.
Too, me too. Get me one.
She leans across Daryl and Calvin, who eyes her short skirt.
Yeah.
Nice ass.
She slaps Daryl.
Oh, pig.
Calvin mutters.
Tramp.
The waitress turns back and pours a glass of beer over Daryl's head.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Whoa. Whoa.
Huh? What the hell was that for? What did I do?
You know her?
No,
the fan reaches
her.
For his beer. It's empty. He thumps Daryl's shoulder.
Hey, man. Hey, get your own. What? Beer, it's empty. So get another one.
Two players collide on the rink. The Chicago fans stand up and boo. The opposition player, Fontana, is sent to the penalty cage just below them.
You suck,
Come on, you!
Pick on somebody else!
Come on down here, then!
Calvin throws a glass of beer at Fontana.
Who did that?
Everyone points at Daryl.
You! You're dead!
He smashes through the cage.
Somebody's gonna kill me!
And climbs up to Daryl.
It wasn't me! It was me!
You're mine!
Get him! Hockey fight!
Calvin leaps onto Fontana and sinks his teeth into his ear.
No! Don't cut my ear! Get this baby off of me!
Fontana slams Calvin to the ground. Stamps on him and kicks him.
Is that all you got?
Calvin lies in his cot asleep, a little bruised.
I don't know, baby. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm not ready to be a dad yet.
It really wasn't your fault.
This is so funny, man. It just happened so fast. I took my eyes off him for 1 second, and boom, he would have never had another birthday again.
He looks at Vanessa.
Hey, why don't we do that? Why don't we throw him a birthday party?
But we don't know when his birthday is.
So what? We'll celebrate his birthday tomorrow. We'll throw him a big birthday bash. It'll be the biggest birthday party he ever had.
That is a really good idea.
And I got a little surprise for him.
Does everyone know what time it is? It's time to dance and sing and have lots and lots of fun. Hey there, boys and girls. It's Dinosaur Rex, your favorite prehistoric pal. Now, where's the birthday boy?
Yeah, hang on, hang on.
Happy birthday.
Hey,
happy, happy birthday, little buddy.
I got a nasty hangover and a rock stuck in my gut that got my colon backed up like rush hour traffic. Now, either you're going to stop with your little fruity kid songs or I'm going to kick you right in your furry balls. All right.
Well, maybe we should talk about manners. Now, manners are very important. When I was a tiny lizard, my mom told me that if I had good manners, one day I could grow up to be president of the whole United States.
But instead, you entertain snotty-nosed kids in a crusty blue dinosaur suit that smell like sweaty armpits and baby urine. Far cry from president, buddy.
Dinosaur Rex takes off his furry blue head.
I just got out of rehab. Because of the new deadbeat dad law, my wife's garnishing 85% of my dinosaur wages. So if I weren't afraid to lose this job, I'd kick your ass.
Oh, you so pathetic, you need $4.50 an hour that bad? Come on, get your ass kicked.
D-Rex drops his head on the floor.
Yeah,
bring it on.
Come on, come on then.
Calvin attacks.
Hey, oh, you mine now. You mine.
He pulls off the end of the dinosaur's tail and crawls up into the costume. Rex leaps about.
You little bastard.
They fight inside the costume.
That was a cheap shot.
He falls. The other kids pummel him.
You stink! I hate your show!
It has now been confirmed the driver of the stolen vehicle matches the description of the suspect in Friday's Diamond Heist. Police are looking to question this man.
Calvin Hobbs rushes out of the diner. At the party, Greg comes over to Richard and Daryl.
Hey, guys, you say we liven this party up? We have a little father-son football game, huh?
Football? Greg, I don't know. I don't think that's such a good idea. Nicholas is a little young and small for football. How about Simon Says instead?
You know, Richard, your son practically squats to pee. Come on, man, look, come on, we're going to scar these kids for life, all right? We're going to toughen them up a little bit.
You don't.
Richard looks up from feeding his baby.
Come on, Daryl, you in, or does Calvin have ballet class?
I'm down.
Right?
All right.
All right, let's do it.
Greg and Daryl share a manly hug.
Football, that's not in the books. I've read all the books.
Yeah, you're wetting yourself here. Go play football.
You sure?
Rex, let's go! 7-0 already.
All right. I'm playing football.
Take off the slam. Oh, my God.
Brittany.
Here we go. P-U-T-I-T-I-N, put it in. P-U-T-I-T-I-N, put it in.
Woo! You and me, this is father-son stuff right here, huh? Here we go.
Ready? Set!
I love you, baby!
Hike!
One Victoria's Secret!
Daryl gets the ball. Greg flattens him.
You want the hospital or the graveyard, punk? Here we go!
Are you okay?
But this was a touch key.
License
is he
number.
Doing?
Sorry, D, did I hurt your vagina?
Our team is what? Dynamite! Our team is what? Dynamite! Our team is... Boom! Dynamite! Ready?
On the next play, Richard and his son get the ball. Greg and his son flatten them. Janet winces.
Nicholas, are you okay?
Game on!
Just stay down, son.
Oh, boy, you did it! Now that's why we put creatine in our cornflakes!
You okay?
Punch him! Kick him! Stick him in the eye!
Vanessa and Janet look at Brittany.
Here we go! All right, here we go! Come on, boys!
Greg races to the end zone, flattening Calvin and all the small children.
Your husband is a brute.
That's right.
Yo, Greg, man, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, what are you doing, Greg? Man, he's a kid.
Hey, Daryl. Shut your pie hole, man. It's football.
I know.
It's football.
Why are you starting?
Stop acting like a bitch, man.
Why are you starting?
Man, let's go. Man, come on. You guys suck.
It's time to kick some butt. Come on.
Ready?
Calvin snarls.
Hi!
Daryl passes to Calvin.
I got him! Nicholas! Buckle up!
Richard's boy flattens Greg's boy.
Tommy! Anyway, get him!
Calvin scores. He does a victory dance. Greg goes over to his boy lying flat on the ground.
Tommy! What's going on? You call that a tackle? I told you to stay in the zone! You gotta eat some lightning and crap thunder, son! You wanna get up? Come on.
He drags the boy up by his helmet.
Come on, man. Shut up, Daryl. It's my son.
All right. It's do or die time. Last point wins.
He looks at Richard's son.
Nicholas, you ready?
They line up.
Purple Haze! Purple Haze 15! Ready? Set!
He passes to Richard's boy.
Follow me!
Daryl and Calvin protect him.
Let's go, Nicholas.
Come on! Bring it on!
Calvin headbutts Greg in the crotch.
Oh, my God!
Come on, get up!
Go, Nicholas!
He scores! Janet turns to Brittany.
This team is dynamite! We're dynamite!
That's my son!
That's my boy!
You did it, son. You crap thunder.
9 months inside. Yes.
Dad, Dad. Yes, son. You suck.
Tommy kicks him.
Son, Dad hurt his pee-pee.
Get up, you pussy.
Calvin gives a thumbs up to Nicholas. Later.
All right, everybody, here she comes. Everybody on three.
One, two, three. Happy birthday to you.
They're trying to pump me. All these people trying to make a fool out of me. Trying to make me cry. I didn't cry when I went to prison. And I ain't gonna cry now. I don't care if I never had a mother. A 2 year party. Today is my birthday. I'm gonna smile, damn it. I wish I had a family.
Well, darling. What is this, Dad?
I got a gift for the kid. I know I've been a little tough on him, but you know, it ain't easy when I've been the center of all the attention and all of a sudden a kid walk in the house. The baby. I want you to know now, from now on, I'm here to help.
He crouches.
Calvin, make a wish. And I hope all of your wishes come true.
Calvin and Pops sneer at each other. Outside, Percy walks up to the front door.
Oh, great, you're here. The bounty's in the back. Just go around the side, okay?
No, I'm here to get my son.
Daryl turns.
Little dude, woman.
Son?
That's right. I didn't think I could do it, but I got myself together, baby. So if you just give me the boy, we're gonna slide out of
here. So you're the guy who left his baby on my doorstep in a dog basket?
That's right, but that was a mistake.
The guy who gave his own kid a tattoo?
Wait a minute, I can explain that. His mother was in the service.
The person responsible for allowing his baby boy to take a knife in the gut?
Wait a minute, the boy needed discipline.
You should be castrated.
What? Ain't nothing wrong with my bowel movement, boy. I go 2-3 times a day. Let me tell you something. I ain't got to explain nothing. I'm a grown man. You just caught yourself the official Brooklyn beatdown, home. You just entered the dragon, homeboy. Word up, I'm going to tap you right on your flintstone. Here come, homeboy. Here come, homeboy. Here come.
He throws a punch. Daryl parries it and hits him with a dustbin lid.
Who's my Jones?
Get the hell out of here. No, come back.
Mr. W's heavies watch from a car.
I want my mother.
Looks like Percy's partner decided to keep the rock for himself.
Better go tell Mr. Walken.
Yeah.
There you go. Good.
Janet feeds her baby.
Honestly, Janet, I don't know how you do it.
What's that, sweetie?
Well, all of this, the parenting, the responsibility.
It's really no different than any other career. I mean, you have scheduling, you have planning, budgeting, of course. I guess the big difference is that my boss, I want to slather in kisses all day long. And I can, without being sued for sexual harassment.
And you don't miss the job at all?
You know, sometimes I think I miss it, but then I remember all they really liked about me was the money that I made for them. You know, I mean, this is real. These guys dig me. I am a diva, a giant, a goddess. I'm perfect. Aren't I perfect?
Nicholas comes in behind her.
Mommy, I don't feel good.
What's the matter, honey? You got a tummy ache? Yeah? I think maybe it's from eating 16 pieces of cake and beef jerky and a balloon. Yeah.
Calvin comes in.
Oh, is he gonna be okay?
Oh, yeah. Just a little teaspoon of this. It is magic, and he will poop very shortly. It'll slide right out. Good boy.
Well, maybe you should take him home.
Yes, maybe we shall. You want to go home?
And you too.
Janet puts down the castor oil.
Oh, goodness, what do you feed this kid?
What do I feed you? All right, I'll see you soon.
Okay.
I'll see you.
Thank you.
Come on, hon.
Such a good boy helping your mom.
As soon as Janet, her children, and Vanessa leave the kitchen, Calvin goes over to the counter, reaches for the bottle of castor oil, and downs it in one gulp, puts the bottle back, and hurries away.
Oh, sweetie. What? Oh. Oh, honey, what's wrong? Sweetie.
Hey, little man, what's the matter?
I don't think he's feeling
well. Are you okay? What's the matter? You gotta make a poo-poos?
Calvin nods urgently.
You gotta make a poo-poo. You gotta make a little poo-poo, yeah.
Calvin's face creases up in agony.
What's going on, man? Huh?
Calvin's face floods with relief.
Ain't that cute? He made a little surprise for Mommy.
Mom?
Go ahead.
Me?
Mommy,
Daryl, why me? I did it last time.
Wash your hands before you make dinner.
Come on, Calvin. Come on.
Daryl flops down on the sofa.
Man, what a day.
Vanessa leaps on him.
I can't believe you did this.
Did what?
This! Daryl, it's so beautiful. And it was so romantic, the way you put it in his diaper. And then what, you made me change his diaper, even though I didn't want to change his diaper. Oh, so...
No, but, honey...
Oh, we should go out and celebrate. What do you think?
No,
somewhere
wait.
Really nice? I'm going to go get my... Thank you, baby. I love it. 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 I love it.
I got to talk to you. Baby, come here.
Damn.
That evening, they're dressed to go out.
Daddy, are you sure you guys are going to be okay?
We'll be fine. Won't we, little boy?
Enough, Papa. Hmm?
They eye each other warily.
Okay.
Y'all have a good time now. I know we will. Bye-bye. Won't we? We gonna have a good time, maybe. He's a nice little boy, too. Yes, indeed. He's a cute little boy, too. Look at the little baby. Yes, a good little boy. One, two, three.
Now you come clean, you little punk. Who are you? Where are you from? What you all about? What is all this?
Calvin thumps Pops in the crotch. Pops doubles up on the carpet.
Look here, old man. You've been a real pain in my butt. And you're right. I did rob that jewelry store. And now... there's some real bad people after me. And the people you love are gonna get hurt if I don't get that diamond back. And I don't want that to happen. So you better just stay out of my way.
He goes over to the phone.
Yo, Percy, it's me. Be here in an hour. I have the diamond then.
How can you do this to us? We took you in and thought you were a child in need. You turned out to be a low-life thief.
Look, I didn't mean for it to go this far. I'll just try to get my diamond and be out.
Well, you ain't getting away with it.
Well, then it's time to dance, old man. Come on.
Baby,
Sweetheart, this means so much to me. And I know it's not real. I mean, just look at the size of this thing. There's no way you could afford that. But, well, it's what the ring symbolizes that makes it so special to me.
Yeah, about that, baby.
Honey, please let me finish. Please. I know that you are not the one who isn't ready. It's me. You know, I have always needed for everything to fit my schedule, and you have shown me that sometimes life just doesn't work that way. You know, it's unpredictable, and sometimes you just have to go with the flow, and... well, I'm never gonna be ready until it just happens.
Vanessa, I just wanted
to... So I think that we should just do it.
Do what?
Let's adopt him. Tomorrow, let's take the baby to child services and start the paperwork.
You mean we could keep him?
Yeah.
Yes!
So, what did you want to tell me?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Let's toast.
Okay.
At home, Pop straddles Calvin with his hands round his throat.
You don't mess with a man from Detroit. You know that? I'm from Detroit.
What are you doing? What the hell is going on?
Hey, get off of him! Get off of the baby!
Stop it. That ain't no baby. That's a criminal.
I have had it with you. I'm calling Whispering Glen.
Vanessa, I ain't crazy. You see, I know what is, and I know what ain't is. And he ain't is what he say he is. You see, is, and ain't ain't. Check the teddy bear. The teddy bear. The teddy bear knows. Come on, then. Please.
Take good care of your father. Whispering Glen is a safe facility. Give him a couple of days to adjust, and then come visit.
The men in white coats take Pops away, and Daryl closes the front door.
Vanessa! Leave me! Please. It is! Ain't!
Use the taser if you have to.
Check the teddy bear! The teddy bear!
I'm gonna go put him to bed.
Vanessa takes Calvin upstairs, dressed in a blue sleep suit with teddy bear ears.
Man, how does one child turn a household upside down in a weekend? Look at this place. It's a mess.
Sitting on a chair in the corner is the big teddy bear that Pops bought Calvin. Daryl picks it up, turns it round, and sees surveillance camera video sockets embedded into its back.
Teddy bear! Teddy bear! Teddy bear, no!
Vanessa puts Calvin into his cot.
Dear Papa!
No. No, baby. No, no, no. Papa's not bad. He didn't mean to hurt you. He's a little... Yeah.
She goes over to the dressing table. Vanessa takes off the ring in which she had the enormous diamond set, puts it in her jewelry box, goes into the bathroom. Calvin looks at the jewelry box and wiggles his eyebrows. Daryl plugs the teddy bear into the TV. It shows Pops on the floor.
Now look here, old man. You've been a real pain in the butt. And you're right, I did rob that jewelry store. And now, there's a lot of bad people after me. And the people you love are gonna get hurt if I don't get that diamond back.
Vanessa! Vanessa! Where's Calvin?
Well, I put him in the...
Where's the diamond?
It was... Gone!
Damn, Pops was right. I'm calling the police.
I'm gonna get my dad!
Vanessa runs down the stairs.
Dad!
Yes, I have some information on a stolen diamond.
That's what I'm talking about. We did it, we rich, baby!
Percy thumps the steering wheel.
Yes, just in the nick of time. We blinking. Walking in his goons is going over to that house.
What?
Don't worry, he think Daryl is my partner. Idiot! Walker will kill him if he don't have his diamond.
Exactly!
Which means he won't be coming after you. It's perfect! We get away scot-free!
Percy sees Calvin's expression and his smile fades.
This is the time you hit me, right?
Calvin nods.
Let me pull over.
Percy flies out of the car.
Don't stop beating me like I'm an R&B singer, man.
Police is there. Hey.
Mr. W and his heavies.
Hey, can I help you?
So is this the guy that double-crossed Percy?
Yeah, that's the guy, boss.
I don't know anybody named Percy. You must got the wrong guy.
Cut the crap, I want my diamond.
I don't have it.
That's too bad. I guess we're gonna have to beat it out of here.
I'll have you know that I just called the police, and they're on their way over here right now.
Really? That doesn't leave us much time then. Take him.
Oh, wait, guys. Wait.
Calvin crawls up.
Dada?
Calvin gives Daryl a meaningful look.
Dada.
Who's this little guy?
It's my son.
Mr. W turns to the larger of his heavies, Bruno.
Take him upstairs. I want to talk to you.
I'm kidding.
Oh, it's just, I don't have, listen, ow, that's my nipple, ow.
Bruno carries Calvin into the bedroom.
Time to take a nap.
Ding, ding.
And don't worry about any loud noises you may hear downstairs. It's just us beating up your daddy.
He looks into the box of toys.
Eve.
And hands Calvin a cuddly lamb.
Nighty night.
As soon as Bruno switches out the light, Calvin attacks him with the baseball bat. Bruno turns on the light and looks round wildly. Calvin is fast asleep, cuddling his toy. Bruno looks bewildered and turns off the light again. Bruno turns on the light. He peers out onto the landing, then gazes dopily at Calvin asleep in the cot. He leans closer.
Click.
Calvin leaps up and grabs the bat. Downstairs, Roscoe pins Daryl's arms while Mr. W beats him.
Now tell me, where's my diamond?
I told you I don't have it.
You don't tell me where my diamond is. That cute little baby of yours is going to get hurt.
Bruno tumbles down the stairs. Daryl elbows Roscoe in the stomach and runs.
Moron, get the kid. Get the kid. I want him.
Calvin is standing in the bedroom with the air-powered rocket he flew in the park.
There you are, little buddy. Come on. Come to Uncle Roscoe.
Calvin fires the rocket into Roscoe's crotch. Roscoe falls. Calvin produces a large toy golf club.
Okay, play nicey-nicey.
Roscoe tumbles down the stairs. Daryl is hiding in a room with all the toys that Janet and Richard gave him. He puts on a pair of giant rubber hands. The door opens and Mr. W appears holding a gun. Daryl knocks it out of his hand and beats him around the head. He picks up the gun in his giant hands.
Get your ass up. Yeah, get up. I got you now. Yeah. You ain't so tough now, are you? Huh?
Mr. W realizes Daryl can't pull the trigger wearing the giant hands.
Back up, or I'll shoot you.
Show me, tough guy. Come on.
Daryl realizes, too.
Oh, boy.
I'm surrounded by morons.
Here, you drop your gun, sir. There you go. It's all yours.
What are you gonna do, huh?
In the kitchen, Roscoe and Bruno stand in front of Calvin, who's in the baby bouncer.
All right, dude. You busted my Sergio Da Vinci's $62.50 designer frames. Not cool! Okay, buddy. We can either do this the easy way or the hard way.
I think I like it the hard way.
He bounces up, bangs their heads together, thumps them in the crotch, bounces up again, and drop kicks them on the jaw.
Did we get him?
He's yours, man.
Roscoe, who wears his long hair in a ninja style and dresses in leather, gets to his feet.
Dude, you just woke the dragon up. Prepare for pain.
It's time for the dragon to go back to sleep.
Calvin bounces up in a back somersault, drop kicking Roscoe on the jaw. Roscoe falls into the high chair. Bruno gets up. Calvin backs into the living room, stretching the baby bouncer elastic tighter and tighter.
What are you doing? Stop.
You going down, Sasquatch?
Better not.
Calvin flies through the air, knocking Bruno into the pantry. As Bruno lifts his head, a final can falls. Mr. W pushes Daryl into the kitchen at gunpoint and sees his two heavies lying unconscious.
What the hell is going on here? That ain't no baby. Who else is here?
Nobody.
Who's here?
Nobody, I swear.
They go through to the hall.
Inside. Whoa. There's the little monster. Listen, what has he got there?
It's an airplane.
Tell him to get rid of the plane. Get rid of it!
Calvin, throw the plane.
It's the plane Calvin threw in the park. He throws it out of one of the hallway doors. Then he and Daryl turn to face Mr. W, holding their hands over their privates.
What are you doing?
He falls, clutching his crotch.
Don't move!
Save it, tough guy. You're not gonna shoot me.
But I will.
Jankowski and Wilson.
Freeze, please!
Freeze, please!
I got this. Check the house.
Black Ops, come with me. White lady, you stay here.
I'm telling you guys, that ain't no baby. He's the mastermind behind the whole thing.
Get him out of here.
He's a stone cold killer, that kid.
Roscoe is still in the high chair.
Did you get this thing off me?
Relax. Where you're going, you might want to keep that on.
I don't want to go to jail. It's too dark. There's no TV.
Calvin tries to sneak away. Jankowski sees him.
Hey, where you going, little guy?
He picks him up.
Isn't this your kid?
Dad? Yeah, that's my son. Now, Calvin, don't you have something for the nice policeman?
No.
Come on. You don't want to go to prison with the rest of those bad men now, do you?
Reluctantly, Calvin reaches into his blue sleeper suit for the diamond.
There we go.
Hey, the diamond! Thanks, kid. Now your dad's gonna get a big reward.
Huh? A reward?
Yeah, the insurance company offered $100,000 to whoever found the diamond.
$100,000? God, that's gonna come in handy. Shoot, I could get my car fixed. I could get a new wedding ring for my wife. I could take a vacation, buy a TV set. And if there's any change left over, I'll give a little something to my son.
Right, well, we'll be in touch.
Jankowski goes, taking the diamond with him. Daryl puts Calvin down on the floor and looks at him shrewdly.
So, now come on, let's not get all mushy about this. Let's just shake hands and part ways like men. All right? No hard feelings?
Nah, no hard feelings.
All right.
Besides, it was kind of cool having a son for a minute.
See, there you go with all that sentimental stuff. If that's the game you want to play, I guess it was cool having you as a father. Oh, boy. What I'm trying to say is I never really had a daddy. I guess what I'm saying is you're going to make a great father, all right? There, I said it. Are you happy now? I'm going to walk out that back door, and you ain't going to see me no more. Ever. I know. We'll never see each other again.
But we...
Maybe that's for the best. You'll start a family, and you won't need a low-life, criminal-like Calvin Sims around anymore.
Actually, what I was going to say is you don't have a back door.
Okay, well, then I'll go out the front.
Fine.
Well...
He picks up a soft toy.
I'll be out of your lives for good, never to return again.
Cool.
Calvin opens the front door in his sleeper suit and baby coat.
So long.
Farewell. Oh, God.
He pokes his head back round the door.
Aren't you gonna miss me? Just a little bit?
See you around, buddy.
No.
Take care.
Goodbye. It's so hard.
Calvin wanders down the path, dragging his soft toy after him. Daryl watches from a window. Calvin looks back.
Why?
Nobody love Calvin?
He carries on down the path. Daryl opens the front door.
Hey, little man. Want to share a glass of milk?
Let me tell you about my best friend, 'cause he's a wonderful...
Calvin runs back into Daryl's arms.
Hey, enough of all this girly stuff. This ain't Brokeback Mountain.
Hey, how about we put a little bit of liquor in that milk?
Get that. Let's go to a bar.
Right, bet. Are you over 21?
Then some.
Right?
They step back into the house.
Hey, I know this great strip club.
Shh. Too loud. My wife might get mad.
Oh, sorry.
Got change of 100?
Nah, we still from pop.
All right, all singles.
The screen fades to black. Directed by Keenan Ivory Wayans. Written by Keenan Ivory Wayans, Sean Wayans, and Marlon Wayans. Produced by Keenan Ivory Wayans, Marlon Wayans, Sean Wayans, Rick Alvarez, and Lee Mays. Pop looks into a crib.
You a cute little fella. Yes, you are. Take after your mama. And got a lot of your grandpa in you, too.
Yes, you do, little boy. Look at the little boy.
Where's the bottle? The kid is starving.
I'm coming.
Oh, Grouch.
Here he come, little boy. Don't worry. We gonna get you some milk.
Calvin looks at the baby.
Oh, that little guy's so cute. He's making me go soft. He looks just like his daddy.
A tiny baby Daryl looks up and bares his teeth.
How to do, little boy?
This audio description was written and produced by IMS for Sony Pictures Entertainment. Director of Photography, Stephen Bernstein, ASC. Production designer, Leslie Dilley. Film editors, Nick Moore, Mike Jackson. Starring Marlon Wayans as Calvin. Sean Wayans as Daryl. Kerry Washington as Vanessa. John Witherspoon as Pops. Tracy Morgan as Percy. Lachlan Monroe as Greg. Chaz Palminteri as Walken, a.k.a. Mr. W, and Molly Shannon as the soccer mum. David Alan Greer as Jimmy. Dave Sheridan as Roscoe. Fred Stoller as Richard. Brittany Daniel as Brittany. Lyndon Porco and Gabe Pimentel both played Calvin's body. Alex Borstein as Janet. Kelly Caulfield Park as the jeweler. Damian Dante Wayans as Officer Wilson. Casting by Lisa Beach, CSA, and Sarah Katzman, CSA. Music by Teddy Castellucci. Music supervision by Lisa Brown. Visual effects supervisor, Alex Bicknell. Costume designer, Jory Woodman. Revolution Studios presents a Wayan Brothers production. A film by Keenan Ivory Wayans. Unit production manager, Jim Rowe. Unit production manager, Lee R. Mays. First Assistant Director, Jim Brebner. Second Assistant Director, James Bitonti. The cast: Calvin Marlon Wayans, Daryl Sean Wayans, Vanessa Kerry Washington, Pops John Witherspoon, Percy Tracy Morgan, Greg Lachlan Monroe, Walken Chaz Palmenteri, Soccer Mum Molly Shannon, Jimmy David Alan Greer, Roscoe Dave Sheridan, Richard Fred Stoller, Brittany Daniel, Calvin's Body Lyndon Porco and Gabrielle Pimental, Janet Alex Borstein. The Jeweler, Kelly Caulfield Park. Officer Wilson, Damian Dante Wayans. Officer Jankowski, Gary Owen. Bruno, John DeSantis. Chrissy, Chloe Matthews. Tommy, Matthew Ast. Nicholas, Reese Leslie Knight. Hockey Fan, Malcolm Scott. Hockey Fan's Buddy, Christopher Gautier. Older Lady in Jewelry Store, Nancy Bell. Dr. Murphy, Ken Kramer. Hockey player, Glenn Ennis. Hockey waitress, Monica Delane. Guards, Chris Burns, Ricardo Manson. News anchor, Mark Doherty. Whispering Glades representative, Peter Hanlon. Park boys, Kai Kennedy, Isaiah States, Stephen Thompson. Policeman, Anthony Harrison. Van kids, Samantha Laster, Josh Laster. Taylor Weaver, Brett Irving Copper. Cellmate, Louis Aguirre. Stunt coordinators, Eddie L. Watkins, Marhol Virtue. Stunts, Tommy Europe, Kimani Ray Smith, Simon Burnett, Brian Briscoe, Rick Pierce, Laura Lee Connery, Gaston Morrison, Dustin Brooks, Paul Lazenby, Julia Taff, David Hosbers, Clayton Watmo. Giorgio Miyashita, Carolyn Anderson, Sharon Sims, Ron Robinson, Braden Haggerty, Ellie Zagudakis, Brent Connolly, Shannon Aldrich, Andrea Kinsley, Gerald Paletz, Jody Steich, Kirk McMeekin, Mike Carpenter, James Ralph. Photo effects producer Rob Yamamoto, supervising sound editor Scott A. Hecker, supervising sound mixers Andy Coyoma, Frank A. Montano. Post-production supervisor Israel Henderson. Post-production sound services by Universal Studio Sound. Score music editor Richard A. Harrison. Music editor Brent Brooks. Conducted and orchestrated by Pete Anthony. Orchestrations Carl Rudland, John Carl, Tom Mordishian, Jim Moneyman, Kevin Kutch, Patrick Griffin. Recorded and mixed by Dennis Sands at Todd AO Scoring Stage. Makeup and animatronic effects created by Keith Vanderlyn. Visual effects by The Moving Picture Company. Additional visual effects by Technicolor Creative Services, VFX Toronto, Vancouver and Montreal. Additional visual effects by Base Black. Visual effects by Hydraulics. Digital visual effects and computer animation by CineSite Europe Limited. Additional visual effects by COSFX, Pacific Title and Art Studio, Pixel Magic. Copyright 2006 Revolution Studios Distribution Company, LLC, all rights reserved. Revolution Studios Distribution Company, LLC, is the author of this film for the purposes of copyright and other laws. In memory of Arja Hanel, Honey Lanning. The characters and incidents portrayed and the names herein are fictitious. Any similarity to the name, character or history of any person is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Released by Columbia Pictures, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company.